From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Istanbul's governor confirms at least 11 people, including 7 police officers, were killed and 36 wounded in an explosion in central Istanbul during the morning rush hour on Tuesday. A car packed with explosives detonated while passing a bus reportedly full of riot police. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene near Istanbul University and a popular tourist destination, Bayezid Square. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, although Islamic State has recently carried out attacks in Turkey. The Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, has also been targeting Turkish police and military since July in their struggle for autonomy in the southeast. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is making history as the first woman to be the presumed nominee for president of one of the country's 2 major political parties. She's clinched the majority 2,383 delegates needed to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination. Clinton spoke Monday night.
I got to tell you, according to the news, we are on the brink of a historic, unprecedented moment. But we still have work to do, don't we? We have 6 elections tomorrow, and we're going to fight hard for every single vote, especially right here in California.
Well, meanwhile, Sanders vowed to carry his fight for the nomination until the very end. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hindu priest was killed Monday in what police fear is the latest of a string of attacks against Hindus in the Muslim-majority nation of Bangladesh. 70-year-old Hindu priest Anada Gopal Ganguly was found dead near his home in the village of Noldanga hours after he went missing, reportedly while on his way to morning prayers. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated over the past few months. A Christian was hacked to death just 2 days ago after Sunday prayers in the northwest. Gay rights activists, liberal professors, and secular bloggers have also been among the victims of these killings. A big climate announcement could come this week in Washington. Experts are watching to see if Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi commits to ratifying the Paris Climate Agreement before the end of the year. If India ratifies the deal, that will put it on the brink of going into force well ahead of the original 2020 target. Advocates say it would be a strong signal that developing countries are serious about fighting climate change. But critics note that India is committed to very little under the Paris Agreement. Modi's on a state visit to the United States, which will include a special address to a joint meeting of Congress and a 7th meeting with President Obama. A spokesman for the family of the late boxing legend Muhammad Ali says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah will travel to the U.S. to attend the funeral later this week. Bob Gunnell is the spokesperson.
Everything that we're doing here was blessed by Muhammad Ali and was requested. So, you know, he wanted the memorial service to reflect his life and how he lived and the fact that, you know, he wanted everyone to be able to attend. He was the people's champ. And so he wanted that memorial service to reflect that.
A public funeral will be held Friday in the boxer's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, a longtime friend of Ali's, is scheduled to deliver the eulogy. Also scheduled to speak is comedian Billy Crystal and Ali's daughter, Miriam. The Dalai Lama was invited but sent regrets that he would be unable to attend. Poland and more than 20 NATO member states begin a large-scale military training exercise Tuesday as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russia's actions in nearby Ukraine. The Kremlin formally denounced the exercises early Tuesday, saying they do not contribute to an atmosphere of trust and security on the continent. Tensions between Russia and the West are higher than they have been since the end of the Cold War. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.